Oh, nutrition facts about a bitch is crazy.
Bro, you know what's going on, bro. Like, what you the don't fuck? Know.
But you never know. When talking to women, you could tell what type of woman they are, though.
You get them on nerve. You get them on nerve, bro.
I'm lifting up a ponytail. It really makes a shit
how when you lift up a tab.
Worst bitch ever. Cheats on niggas. Like,
you know, like, I could go like, all right, Jay, you could pay $50 for this woman, $150 for this one, $300 for this one, $500 for this one. You pay for what you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm doing what you told me to do. You told me to treat a woman how I want my mama and sister to be treated. Half of these helpers don't deserve to be treated like that.
But you could tell off rip the type of woman that don't even be.
No, the fuck you can't.
You can tell when a girl don't deserve to be treated.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Georgia Miller talking about, I wish I could lift a nigga sack up and read the bullshit.
Okay. Please, let me read the facts on this nigga real quick.
Man, like, where she at tonight? What the hell, man, she at tonight?
She ain't respond, crazy ass, man. She ain't respond.
She's so
stupid. I was trying to get my dog going here, man.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying, though,
girl,
just,
you
like,
got me tearing up.
I just like, bro, in 2026, bro, it's so weird for people to show love to each other.
I know.
Like,
I hate
even
it.
like down to, like, you ain't even got to be in a relationship, just you being a friend, period. You just, like, it's just weird for you to show love. Like, niggas, especially niggas, and niggas feel weak showing love. You know what I'm saying? Like, so imagine how a nigga feel about a woman. Boy, this supposed to be my bitch. I'm doing all this, that, and the third, spending money. Fuck the time, spending money.
Shit. And my problem is I be acting like a motherfucking
and you just gonna
wife
act like,
and you know what I'm saying? But I don't know how to not shit. Be that. Yeah. I don't know how to not
I don't know
be
how to not
me.
Be loving or nurturing.
Yeah.
Or,
well, shit, that's, what, that's my
and
thing,
I hate
too.
That about
that's
me. That's one of my flaws. Like, I don't know how to not,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my thing, too. So once I feel like, oh, bitch, you just feel like this shit just gonna come around the dime a dozen, like a nigga just, or you just gonna find another me, I'm gonna erase myself. I'm gonna let you see for yourself. And even when you see for yourself, it's still too late because I done tried.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, fuck it. We at where we at with it.
I had a homeboy tell me, he's like, you just show niggas you like them too much off rip. I'm like, well, I do like them.
I don't
them.
Know. Yeah, like, how do you
am
you
I
not
supposed
do
to be
that?
Like, I hate you? Like,
I don't know how to do that.
To my for real. Just,
I don't know how to do that.
Just being cool is a crime. People want you to be so bad because they daddy.
It's like, I want to be loving. I just feel like
don't
you fuck that up
nigga.
With me, then that's just on you. Like, yeah. I'll just be loving to somebody else. But, like,
nah,
I don't know.
Nah, that real, though. Like, bro, I don't be with all that shit, bro. Like, bro, it's love, bro. Like, a nigga ain't. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, your hoe gonna fuck, nigga. She gonna get another nigga. Your nigga gonna get a new bitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your nigga might be cheating, your girl might be cheating. Bro, that shit don't be required for no beef. I ain't gonna make them people stop doing what they wanna do.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, but you better learn how to live your life and just understand that, all right, shit, this just wasn't, I just ain't for this person. You know what I'm saying?
People ain't shit.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I mean, and it might not be that either, though. People can be shit. People can be shit in their own ways. It's just like, maybe they just ain't raised right for you. Maybe you dodging a bullet, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we can't always look at it as like a loss. Like a nigga just.
Oh, no.
Like,
everything ain't a loss now.
Everything is not a loss. You feel what I'm saying? Certain,
some
shit,
things is a
certain
lesson.
Certain shit just ain't meant to be.
For real.
Go through. You feel me? Like.
Diggy Hendrix said he has entered the chat.
Tell me you got to work your way to being. What she say? What the fuck is bad, man?
Georgia, I start off not liking niggas at all.
See, I don't like no type of girls. And she be, you can tell she be posting her pics. She be like this. She put that light skin face on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a short so. I don't like no type of girls though, bro. Like, I like them girls who kind of just like laying it all out. They listen, nigga, I'm a lover girl. I want to be in love. Either you going to deal with this shit or you not. And I, sometimes, most of the time, I choose not to. You know what I'm saying? Especially this day in my life right here, it's over with. No, come to me looking for no love. I ain't got nothing.
Oh, she said, ban means bitch ass nigga.
Oh, my God. That was aggressive.
Doogie said, my question is, why do women that can't keep a man tell men what a man is?
Ooh, good question.
No, why do women that can't keep a man, their advice to the women that got a man hold so much weight? Like, why is you listening to this bitch who never had a nigga like me?
Who never had a nigga, period. Who can't keep a nigga, period.
Why is you listening to this bitch who miserable in her own situation? Her nigga don't pay no bills. Her nigga don't help do this. Her nigga don't even got no car. You know what I'm saying? So she can't tell you. She can't tell you what she would do with a nigga like me because she's never had one. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, y'all got to stop that shit. But y'all be taking it like relationship advice from bitches who are miserable and bitches who would die. The bitches would literally die to have a nigga that you got.
Well, and a lot of it is misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. So at the end of the day, if you happy running around here with your happy ass and your happy ass relationship, and she damn and she miserable as fuck. So at the end of the day, it's like, oh, you can't stay out. You can't stay out all night with me. No, motherfucker, I got somebody at the house. Yo, I'm gonna keep
that shit all the way. Fuck it with you, bro. Fuck. Nigga, you be knowing when your girl is kind of like a, it's like, not saying she like easily influenced, but other people's opinions kind of like weigh heavier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, bro, that friend group, the people who she listens to, the people who she talks to, you got to pay attention to that and understand the situation that you in too. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't speaking life into your relationship. Some of these girls want the bitches who can't keep no nigga, they want your girl to be single too because she's the prettiest out the group and she gonna attract the niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she definitely gonna bring the niggas to the party.
But that would be going on, like, but it ain't no group chats going on with them girls. Like, boy, you better keep that nigga. You tripping. You is tripping. That nigga doing what? Bitch, you heard what I told you last week about my nigga? Girl, you better work that shit out. That is not what's going on in group chats no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, and.
Well, I mean, I remember, I think when I was married and I went to get relationship advice from my homeboy that was married.
Yeah.
He was like, don't ask me shit. I said, what? He said, I'm gonna give you the same advice my parents gave me. And I think his parents been married about 30 years. He was like, my marriage ain't your marriage. He was like, us two in this relationship are different than you and your wife.
I don't even figure that shit out.
That's true though.
I don't even give relationship advice. Go fuck that nigga again and get that and get hurt, girl. I don't give a fuck. Hey, listen.
I tell him to stay together and quit being dumb.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying, like, bro, like, people don't really be, like, understanding that part of it. Like I say, bro, people out here, this bitch, like, really loving you for a situation or loving you for what you can do for them. Like, love ain't the same no more, bro. This shit transactional as hell. This shit kind of like, especially for a nigga. If you a nigga and you got your shit together and, you know what I'm saying? You know how to treat a woman. But it's hard. It's hard out this bitch, boy.
But it's hard to decipher who's real and who ain't.
Exactly, because I'm easy to. That's what I'm saying, because I'm easy to love. Why wouldn't you love me?
100%.
You can come over this bitch, Wi-Fi booming, AC booming, got my own car on,
and
you know what I'm saying?
I cook and all type of shit, so it's like, what? How could you not love a bitch like me?
So it's like, it's easy to love, bro. And sometimes, bro, as men, especially like when you've been taught to like court a woman for real, bro, you kind of make it hard for a woman to say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind
of. Because a lot of men don't court.
So if you laying down that real, what you doing tonight? I'm trying to pull up to your house, boy, you got her like, I can pull up to your house, this nigga, boy, you straight.
Well, I don't think, but that's the thing. Dating today for a lot of people has become transactional, one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's been, oh, let's chill.
Women too, niggas be coming with late bills and shrimp dick. Wow.
Who said that?
How big a dick you like, Georgia? Because y'all like 11 inches.
No, I do not.
We had 11 inches. It was like 8 and a half, 9. Do I need to get the tape measured again? 27 is crazy.
My God.
Receipt. You know what I'm saying? We can't help it that y'all coochies be goddamn, you know.
I mean, I just feel like I'm not a small girl. I do have a lot going on. I don't need a shrimp.
I don't be talking. I'm tired. I ain't gonna be sitting here talking like my, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna get in there and make this thing do what it do. But.
Georgia talking about something. Ain't nobody want all that dick.
That's what she said. Ain't nobody want. Boy, that girl retarded his phone, bro. I swear to God, bro. You don't want all that dick, huh? I know who do.
Please.
Y'all, yeah. Y'all with the treats.
Go to hell.
Women talk about what they want. Niggas talk about what they need.
Talk about what you say. Just because you dump a Hellcat more than that coochie, don't judge. I'm telling you, motherfuckers can back an 18 wheeler up in that dock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that, bro. And this, you can look at, listen, I'm literally, I be telling y'all, I'm fucking 5'10, 5'11. You might as well say 300. How much dick I'm supposed to have? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a defensive tackle. I don't run a 4-3.
What the fuck does that even mean? See, them, you know, you didn't lost me with that. You know, I don't know nothing about those sports.
Them niggas be 180 pounds, skinny as that. All they got is dick. But that nigga don't pay no bills.
Damn, that sucks.
Fuck the shit out you.
Damn, that sucks. Oh, my God.
He needs your car. Or you got to help him. You got to help him a lot, man.
What?
Help that man.
Hey, when nigga doing all that shit, he got to stay at your house. Hey, you know what this weekend was? This weekend and last weekend. You know what it was?
What?
Side piece awareness weekend.
Side piece awareness, for sure. For sure. Boy, do you know how it feels to be laid up in the house with nothing? Not shit.
I know.
Not shit to hit up. Finna put this motherfucker in my hand. By one of these nasty ass bitches. These bitches they been bouncing on that nigga all 2025. All these nasty ass nigga. I ain't want that pussy. I'm good. I ain't want.
Girl, put the motherfucker in my head. Okay.
I hop on Baddie Hub so fast. Boy, you got me fuck up.
Baddie Hub?
It's a new one.
That's a new one.
I might have to check that out. You know what? Okay.
I got to show you something. Baddie Hub. Don't say I ain't put y'all on.
Okay.
Baddie Hub.
Bookmarked.
Bookmark in your head. Don't you got somebody?
Hey, I go on Twitter too.
That
now.
Don't mean I can't watch porn.
I go on Twitter too now.
I mean, yeah. Definitely.
I ain't got to hit them nasty old boy. You know, the old just be getting.
Oh, I still got a shot.
Well, take it.
God damn, yeah, everybody took a shot.
No, you no, been sipping.
No, I still got my shot.
No, you've been sipping.
You had already poured me another one.
No,
I
didn't know.
Gabby over here pinching.
I'm gonna tell you what's been happening.
What's going on, bro?
You take a whole shot.
No, he's been taking
a half a shot.
Yoshi, how many shots you had?
Three.
Stop lying.
I be taking doubles. When he take a shot, my shit be up to here.
Come on, what is regular dick?
What are you talking about?
I got good regular dick. I feel like it's like regular dick, then it's like upper echelon. Upper echelon regular dick. I got the upper echelon.
Like top tier regular dick, okay.
Top tier regular dick. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, hey.
But it's nothing wrong with that.
If you like a nigga got down 19
inches. Don't nobody want no nigga who
please
like,
do not call me comparing me to them niggas. Cause I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't give a flying fuck about that shit.
God bless him. Good for him. But boy.
You seen what they said in the comments. Don't nobody want all that.
Yeah. And listen, that's the kind of like.
Oh, he's talking about something baddie hub, B-A-T-T-Y.
No. That's not what I said.
He said baddie.
B-A-D-D-I-E. Hub. You know what I'm saying? Hub. Hold on, let me put you on right. Can I put you down? Put you on.
Don't nobody want no railroad coochie either.
Yeah, because you bitches can never hop on me. I don't give a damn. Because y'all be fucking all these nasty, broke-ass niggas. Let's scroll through that. I'll tell you, dog. I'll put you down, bro.
Did you say scroll through that?
That's what he said. Scroll
hit
through that.
Hit latest. Right there at the top.
He said baddie hub.
Baddies. Baddies. You feel what I'm saying? I'm putting you down, putting you on.
They got girl and girl stuff on here,
yes,
too?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, that what I like.
That's Yaya World right
I don't
now.
Know what I like.
You said what?
I'm gonna fucking bump world, that
I feel like I'm going to end up with a girl. I feel like I'm going to end up like with a wife. Like, I don't know why, but I just feel like that's what's going to happen for me.
To my don't come with all that extra mess doing all the world, out of this world shit. That shit come with felonies. That shit got felonies. No, seriously. Like, they'll never speak on the nigga dick him down. They had him speaking Jewish. Hey, damn. Speaking Jewish? I don't even know you. You ain't even knew that bitch was speaking Jewish. Look at her. I think it's Hebrew. It's not Jewish. Why do men choose the women they gotta help versus the women? And listen, we can ask y'all the same thing, because you know what? You know what? Y'all don't like a nigga who you can't control. A nigga who really got his own shit and can tell your ass bye. Girl, get the fuck on.
Yeah.
That shit be a difficult, that's a difficult choice for you. Cause you love that nigga who need to drive your car. That nigga who got down, he don't know.
I love somebody who's
that
busy.
Nigga, he
go
ain't
be
got
busy.
No daddy.
Go be busy for the day. I'll see you later. Like,
tell
that's
you.
What I like.
I'm telling you. And I'm telling y'all now.
I don't want to miss you.
Yeah, like, I want to miss you. If I ain't missing you, it's like, hell no.
I ain't seen you all day. I barely talked
to
you.
Shit, I ain't seen you in a couple of days. I'm cool with that, too.
I barely talk to you because we both busy. I'm working, you working, I'm working.
Right, we both, you know
Damn,
what I'm saying?
I can't wait to see your ass.
Yeah, like, we'll spend time on the trip. Like, we'll spend time out of town.
That.
Like, let's do that.
Let me be clapping something in between now. We ain't in a committed relationship. How much you can't wait to see
I mean,
me.
You should, though. Y'all not in a committed relationship. That's, until you're in a committed relationship, y'all
and
should
listen,
be
now
in.
Now that I'm single, you know what's so weird about, like, the dating pool now? Like, bitch, I got to be single fucking multiple bitches and you fucking multiple people in order for me to qualify to get some pussy from you. It's so weird. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Then, but like, sometimes people are single and they're really not fucking nobody. You see, it's like a lot of people saying they're starting this celibacy thing. I don't know how true that
and
is.
And then motherfuckers don't be celibate for God. Or they don't be abstinent for
what
Jesus.
What they be celibate for?
Facebook. Just to tell Facebook, oh, I ain't fucking nobody. You was a liar. You went 14 days. You went 23.
That's the star. That's their star.
23 days
What's
maximum.
What's the longest you done went?
Shit, I've been to prison.
No, outside of that.
That's a long
outside
time.
Outside of that, to your free will, how long have you gone?
Days. Free will?
How long have you went without... How the fuck? Free will, now, without kind
of,
not jail.
What kind of fucking magical question is that? How long have you went?
She just said that.
How long have you went?
How long? Seven months.
7 months?
7 months.
You ain't went no 10 months, girl, with all that ass back there. How long you went?
A year.
You a year lie to.
No, but that was after my BD.
And that's not even with.
It don't count. It don't count if you using the toy, bro.
I don't.
That don't count.
No.
Ooh. Well, I guess I'm out of that then.
I don't.
Right. Exactly.
Damn, that don't count.
You like
you
be, Georgia says
you
she
like
three
you be ramming that rose up there. Motherfucker.
I don't even have a rose. I don't have a rose.
Motherfucker,
I don't
get
masturbate.
Execute herself with that motherfucker.
Wait, what?
I don't masturbate.
You with that hunger shit?
Why not?
You about to piss me? Don't fuck off.
You've never?
Never what?
No, she said she don't masturbate.
I said about niggas, niggas disgusted me for years. That nigga
Wait,
hurt
hold
me.
Hold on. No.
Hold on. What you mean?
Let's get back to her. You don't masturbate at all. So
never,
when you want to fuck.
Never have.
And you
That's
can't
why
fuck
you
nobody,
got all
you
them
don't
children.
Masturbate. That's why you be having an attitude sometimes with these niggas.
Oh.
Because you don't be masturbating.
Because she got to get
fucked
on.
A lot
down.
Of the time, you be thinking you want somebody and you masturbate. When you done,
that
you be like,
change
oh,
your
I'm,
mind.
I'm going to bed. It ain't nothing to talk about. I'm going to sleep.
I'm going to bed, girl.
I promise you, I'm good after I do that.
You. Girl, fuck you.
You know I got fuck
you.
Fuck
y'all.
I'm good.
Who? I already got me all. You finna come box on me all night.
Then I gotta wait for you to get here too. Hell nah, I'm good. I done took care of me, bitch. I'm good. I promise you. Like, what? Yeah.
Not work, but for me, it don't be. I don't know. I just
you ain't doing it right.
I can't take myself serious enough to do it.
Girl, go to hell.
I'm too childish for
myself.
That's
a Mexican shit.
That's a Mexican shit for real. Because what the fuck you mean? You gotta get in tune with yourself. How you know how you want a nigga to?
Because I know for a fact.
I'm gonna touch myself.
I wake up in that motherfucker hunger. Yeah, what I'm fit to do, man. You know what?
Georgia talking about some my shit sound like a dirt bike.
Who said that?
Georgia Miller.
Girl, bye.
She started with a hum.
She talking about that damn rose, bro. Yeah.
That damn shit. I don't have a rose.
That bitch sound like a barbershop in that bitch.
I was with my baby daddy for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, like, we would have sex, like, a lot.
So he didn't like to watch you like play in it and stuff like that.
I mean,
that's not a part of.
I've done that for like
that's
for my man,
though,
but
that's masturbating.
But
oh, but not by yourself.
By myself, like
she's talking about that
rose. Yeah,
you not sleep.
I'm telling you, in 0.5 seconds, I had one, but I don't have one anymore. I don't feel the need to have a rose.
What happened to your rose?
I mean, I think I lost the charger for it, and I was just like, I don't even care. But I mean, I got like a little bullet, like a little.
But you need a dick 95 inches.
It don't have to be 95 inches.
But you got a little bullet.
Yeah. I mean, because it vibrates. That's totally different. Vibration and penetration is two different things.
So you just put it on that, you just put it on the meaty part?
The meaty part?
No, he puts it on the meaty part. He'll put it on the meaty part. Talk about the meaty part. The little man.
I don't know what be coming out of my mouth sometimes.
Boy, it's that Don Julio.
You know what I mean, though.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you, now that I'm back out here in these streets, don't bring me none of them big hanging pussies either. You know what I'm talking about, bro? I don't like that roast beef shit, boy.
Hey,
that motherfucker just be out of proportion.
Is
like,
that
don't
a real thing?
Think.
Oh, my God.
Only thing you
before.
See is clit hanging, dog.
I've never seen that.
I'm talking about that baby like, yeah.
I never seen it until I started waxing.
And oh, you wax coochies?
Yeah, when I was in school and we were practicing, I got so scared because I had never seen another girl's coochie before. And I got so scared. I got so scared. I wanted
I've
to throw
never
up.
Seen that before. That probably scared me too. Everyone I've seen has.
The bad bitches be the one that motherfucking hangs.
Arby's?
That's Arby's. Fuck I ain't you never talking seen that before. I would be scared.
Don't have to be
who put name up on that?
Georgia talking about something you can't put no rose on no Arby's sandwich.
Bro, but they be doing it. They be doing it.
I'd be like, and is it
that motherfucker get the vibrating louder too good because it echo in that goddamn cave you got
and
down there.
Carmen Mo. Says she got the rose, the regular one, and the one with the tongue.
Oh, your freaky ass.
Carmen ass wanted to be fake Dominican too. Carmen, that probably be in there pissing their room up.
Psh. Oh, squirting?
Pissing.
Well, that's what squirt is. They that's say squirt piss. Is piss.
Cream. Creme de la creme.
I don't know why niggas like cream. That. Like
don't
that
you
squirting
bring,
shit.
Don't you do that squirting shit on me. I don't like that squirting shit, bro.
But you have that.
I ain't gonna lie.
Fuck yeah, and I don't like it.
You don't like it at all?
Boy, I had to ask. The first time I experienced that shit, God, ass bitch, is you peeing?
He was scared?
Cause why you ain't just say you got to pee?
She probably was saying, I'm about to come, and then she, that would have scared me too.
Bust all on me.
Everywhere.
That shit damn near, the real squirters are damn near push out that pussy too. You see? My mama on here, bro. We're going to have my mama next week. What?
That squirting shit.
I don't like that squirting shit.
You ain't never done
it? I just don't think I'm a squirter.
I'm just asking if you never done it.
You can make a motherfucker squirt.
Oh, yeah. You can get
there. I'm sure. Take some drinks.
Fellas.
I gotta have a full bladder.
No. You don't need no full bladder.
That's what they say.
Let me tell you, you go feed her, you go put some alcohol in her, and you give her some, take her to Oasis, give her some Rockefeller oysters. She gonna be ready by the time you get to that crib. But.
Oh no, Georgia.
What Georgia say?
Niggas get wet too.
Man. I don't know nothing about that shit.
Don't y'all pre-cum?
What is she talking about?
I guess.
That's y'all getting wet, I guess.
Hey, we getting wet. This motherfucker leaking.
That's y'all getting wet.
This motherfucker leaking.
Y'all wetting the
boxes up. Already. So you telling me, when you pull out that gas pump to put that gas in that car, that motherfucker a little bit, is he wet or he leaking? I'm leaking. And every time you put a rub on, you got me goddamn doing all this right too. The bitch, you won't get me.
A bitch had you leaking before?
Oh, shit.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
You too, Yoshi?
I feel the heartbeat in that motherfucker. Motherfucker, put that bitch up. Hey, bro, you know how you'll get me. That motherfucker get there. You got to goddamn do this to get that motherfucker up the pants, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that motherfucker come out that bitch and say.
Jay Lee, shut up.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, shit.
Hey, baby. We here. The air get a little bit hotter and thicker than it too. Once you know you about to get some pussy.
Oh, God.
Well, on Jesus, boy. Mama, you ain't supposed to be on here.
We'll just be real. You about to get some pussy be the best feeling.
Tell my Jay, you was wet. Whoa.
Okay. Thank you.
You show me. How about that?
She probably going to say, let me. Okay.
Mm-mm. All right.
Let me see the box. Mm-mm. That's what she going to say.
And I love a woman who initiate that motherfucker. If she initiate that motherfucker, I'm a leak.
Initiate what? Sex period?
I'm a leak that motherfucker. That I'm bitch gonna be ready.
Crazy.
I'm gonna feel a heartbeat in my shit, boy. You feel me? The pulse. The pulsation.
The what? Say it again.
The pulsation in that motherfucker. You feel me? Like, she initiated. Boy, ain't nothing like a woman letting you know that she wants you, boy. Who we? Who we? I love it. Not these diesel mechanics that you got to guess.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gotta guess
with
me.
She just ain't gonna say no. She wants you, though. She just ain't gonna tell you no. You just got to initiate it yourself.
You ain't gotta
I like them bitches
me.
Who wanna
I'm cook gonna let you know me, every time.
Cook for me in that lingerie. You know what I'm saying? Like, just make me anticipate it. Never mind. You know what I'm on to. That girl fucking Georgia ass funny. Fuck, well, I swear to God, boy. And I know you seen me inbox you, fuck, nigga. Y'all like you ain't seen. Come on, what we doing? Bro, what the fuck y'all doing? Don't worry about it.
Oh, we was waiting. We was waiting for you. Come on.
You don't be letting us know. You just be taking.
You just be taking them bitches.
So why you don't just follow? You been doing that?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, what you paying attention to?
My kids was calling me.
And tell Mari them niggas you'll call them back.
Mari like, texted I said, me what y'all want?
Mari about.
No, he got a tooth that's about to come out. He said, my mommy, my mouth hurts.
Let me do it.
Let you do what?
Let me take it out.
Don't piss me off. Come on, let's take this shot.
Why Uncle Jay can't help you take the damn tooth out?
Let it fall out on his own.
That's what's wrong with you now. Like I'm going to hurt that baby or something. You ain't about to have
he
me on the
He got two little
news.
Teeth at the bottom that's hurting. They a little loose. So
up
cute.
To it, down to it, fuck those who don't do it.
Mm. Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Golly. It's not getting any better.
Y'all getting y'all boy something for Valentine's Day?
My son? I give him something
Are you asking
year.
Me, am I going to get my son something for Valentine's Day? Because I really
You know he not going to do it.
You,
I get
you
something for my
me,
son
bro.
Every year. I just give him like a little candy, like a little candy basket. And I give him a toy. That's
well,
it.
You know, men nowadays, they be like, men
You fucking trying me.
Men deserve
So your baby daddy buy his son something on fucking Valentine's Day?
He get him a Robux card?
What?
Okay. No motherfucking.
What?
Okay, so I got a question. Do you feel like men deserve gifts
That's
for Valentine's Day?
That's what I'm
Day?
Saying. Men be feeling like they deserve
Look,
gifts.
No,
so.
Who, what men?
No, I'm saying, this ain't even nothing to do with the kids. It's just random.
No,
do y'all
I,
feel
men,
like men?
No.
Men don't.
Hey,
men
listen,
no.
come on. We want niggas cooking like Melvin.
Because niggas will be saying on top, oh, we
now
deserve gifts too.
Side.
Valentine's Day ain't just for women. It's for the men too. Now men that, say that all the time.
Hold on, wait.
Those
wait.
Ain't men.
So now are you that, looking for a gift for Valentine's Day? Are you
no,
looking for a gift for Valentine's
fuck,
Day?
No, I'm not.
You don't give a fuck, right? Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I was about to say, I thought Valentine's Day was for females too.
I ain't got no bitch, so I ain't looking for no gift. But if I had a bitch, yes.
I ain't looking
oh,
for
you
a gift.
You
got
to do something for a gift.
Because Valentine's Day is a love day. It's love I only. It's love only one.
You think
one
it's some sassy shit?
I mean, but it used to just be centered yeah. around women. It's like as of recently, men want to be a
men
part
don't
of all
be
the
shit. Men don't want to be shit. But if you broke, say that. That
no,
shit be
that
another thing. Bitches be broke. Bitches don't have nothing for you but some motherfucking pussy.
Nah, I mean,
bitch,
if
on
you
your Valentine's
it,
Day,
let me say this.
You can go get me some cologne.
If you
can put
it,
something together. Let me know. I'm fucking appreciating.
No. I'm just saying, like to me, that would be cool. If you do it, that's cool.
But you
I'm
wouldn't
not,
be
I'm not coming in the I'm not coming into the situation going.
Boy, listen,
like,
bro,
yo, you better give me a gift for Valentine's Day.
Give me
bitch.
A fucking gift.
It'd be
nigga, this
for me to
Christmas
hit this
on
nigga,
my birthday.
Girl.
I don't give a fuck.
You better what?
It'd be easy for me to hit the nigga like that girlfriend because y'all niggas don't be y'all be acting too
like
bro,
what?
This supposed to,
wait,
so,
what?
Nigga, what's the purpose of you
want,
even
because
getting?
I
don't
want
to
give.
What's the purpose of you even getting into a relationship if you can't like? What are we doing? So I'm getting into
I'm
a whole listen,
I'm,
let me finish.
Wait, hold on.
Let me finish. Let me finish. Old school my ass.
I don't give a fuck
school,
if you get me some shit.
Old school,
or not.
These
like,
bitches fought for rights to work and motherfuckers don't want to work now. So we ain't talking
saying.
About old school no more.
I mean, but it's a lot of men who feel like they don't need to get like, around. They look at
I'm
like,
not,
okay,
bro.
This is my
listen,
girl.
But make that bitch show you she got some money, bro.
Let me say this. Like, I'm not saying if somebody give me something, I'm gonna turn the shit down and act like an asshole.
Right.
I'm not saying that. But I'm not going to be no dude that walk around here talking about
like, yo, this bitch better have me a
gift. This bitch
better
have some shit for me for Valentine's
Day. You better
Day.
Have me a card.
Well,
fuck
that.
And
listen,
flowers,
and listen, and listen coming from a nigga, you come to my shit, you ain't got to pay no bills, none of that shit, this,
now
that, and the third.
Different.
On my mama, bitch, you better buy me something, or I'm going to go get a bitch that do. Because
that's
what y'all niggas not what you not understanding, it's a bitch out here who going to treat me how I want to be treated. It's a bitch out here going to treat you who you want to be treated.
If
some
it's a nigga
niggas like bitches who act like niggas.
For you, yeah, definitely show them some appreciation.
But,
word, bro, pussy is not the Valentine's Day gift.
But,
so I'm supposed
to
spend $1,000 on Valentine's Day.
Just
to
show
you.
$1,000 is crazy. $1,000 is crazy, especially when you buy all year round.
Oh, my God.
$1,000 for one
this
day
niggas,
is a lot.
Niggas don't want no gift, but $1,000 is crazy.
But to spend for Valentine's Day, like, what are you buying? All you can buy is what, flowers?
That's not all you can buy.
Jordan talking about some. When I buy you a gift, you fucking.
I'm telling you, that's all I want. That's what I want to do anyway.
But listen, Valentine's Day, originally, we like, it's flowers, chocolate, roses, a date. I feel like society and social media has made it to like where you have to do these grand gestures.
Thank you.
And
mutual
buy them
trickery.
As like shit.
Who said that?
Georgia. The women who got money don't mind spending money. My bitch know I like Supreme. My bitch know I like $500 Jordans.
I never said
my
there was bitch an issue with doing like, that, but I asked, is there, are you looking for that for Valentine's
don't
Day?
Don't nobody look
you.
For shit. What are you looking for Valentine's Day? What are you actually looking for? You're not looking for
you
shit.
You just want
to
be, as a man. Listen, are you looking for a gift for Valentine's Day? Or
as a motherfucking woman, what are you looking for other than to be appreciated?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's all you want is to be appreciated.
Right, but did you not hear what I just said? As a man, that's why I just asked you, two men, are y'all looking for a gift for Valentine's Day?
As a man.
Or you don't care.
So I don't. I ain't supposed to.
But
am I less of a man for
what
a gift?
Some men don't care, some men do. So I'm asking your
opinion. I don't give a fuck if you get me a gift or not, bitch.
But
I'm going to treat you.
Feel away
I'm going to treat you a certain type of way because bitch is on me. Especially when I'm a nigga who handling anything, every
see, but that's
anything
different.
Anyway.
Every man don't do
I'm
what you do.
I'm not asking you to do no 50-50 with me.
Every man don't do that, though.
I'm okay then. So that's what the fuck I've been telling y'all. So talking from a nigga who doing 9-to-5 to your fucking 5. Bitch, if you gonna do something, if you're not, now I'm gonna get my 9-to-5 somewhere else.
Okay,
it's just that simple.
But when you say looking for a gift, okay, what if you go all out for old girl and she just gets you like a cologne?
A cologne. Now would that
guess
make you
what?
Feel away?
Yeah, it's out of here.
You, but
if I'm paying everything,
if only for the
cologne. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. I'm paying everything. You don't pay a motherfucking bill. You don't pay for a motherfucking date. You don't pay for groceries. You don't pay for shit.
You just there pretty.
Are you not saving money to show your nigga, okay, fuck it, I'm about to go all out on my nigga this year? Or are you sitting there like, oh shit, fuck it, my nigga just do this, that, and the third anyway, so that's how you lose your nigga.
So then it comes up to another question, like, does the amount of the gift matter?
Or is it the thought that
or
counts?
Or is it the thought that counts?
Listen, if you ain't got...
If the thought really don't count, then if you only give me cologne, bitch, and I done bought you motherfucking drink,
thoughts
cost,
only count,
you know,
thoughts only count to motherfuckers who ain't have no money. Bitch, you better do something for a nigga. Real talk. You want a motherfucker? Cause I can thought about your ass too. Fuck you talking about? We can be two thought.
We can
be two thoughting motherfuckers.
We can thought for thought.
We can be two thoughting motherfuckers. But no. Cause that shit be working in one way with y'all. That's what be the
but
problem
if
with
it's
fucking
a fresh
society.
I'm not talking about niggas that you
man,
know.
I don't give a fuck what the relationship is. Show me you got some money.
That's the thing.
Show me you got some
show
money.
Show me you got
show
some,
me when I fall.
Moolah,
show me if I fall off, bitch, you got my back. If not, then what we doing?
Okay, so hypothetically, if I was your girl and you pay all this shit and stuff, what would you consider a good gift for Valentine's
Day? You should be paying attention to me to know whatever the fuck I'm looking at, whatever I'm thinking about. You should be saving your money to I'm gonna get my nigga this.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because looking at you, I'll be like, all right, I know this nigga want to get fly. I already know I need to either get him a fly outfit or I need to get him some jewelry to match the fly shit that he be wearing
talk
or
me.
Get him some fly-ass shoes to match whatever
to
outfit that he got.
Talk
yeah,
to me.
Only because I know you a dressing-ass nigga.
I ain't asking for no motherfucking strawberries and chocolate, bitch. I'm asking for you to show something. Motherfucker, y'all act like this shit don't get expensive. Boy, hoes barely cooking. Hoes barely cooking. That means DoorDash $200 a week. If you feeding two people, $200 a week, DoorDash. Oh, then including groceries. That's $150. $175 just off groceries.
Hold on.
Motherfucking dates.
Hold on.
Bills. Bitch, if you stay with me, what you think you're paying?
The bitches don't pay for nothing. The bitches don't pay for none of the dates or nothing.
None of shit.
No,
bro. So by the time this motherfucking day roll around.
Yeah,
you should
you
be slapping a bag on this table.
Yeah. Okay. When you ain't paying
and
for
if
nothing,
you ain't a nigga who like me who willing to pay every motherfucking thing, then we ain't having the same discussion. Because if you making that girl go 50-50, your motherfucking, your gift price go down. It goes down, nigga.
You probably just gonna get cologne. Like,
you a cologne and socks ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Take tops.
Real talk, what the fuck you saying? But if I'm paying everything, you saving your money, bitch, you better...
You should
that's
have money
saying,
to
like,
be
some just,
jewelry
just,
and shit, too.
You better
like,
add this shit up.
I ain't.
You better add
what
this
you think,
shit up.
What you think, Yoshi? What you think?
I think that if you're doing what you do, it just is what it is.
I mean, you got to do what works for you. Everybody
I just
relationship
think everybody, and I think everybody relationship is different.
A thoughtful gift shouldn't come with a price tag as long as the girl put thought into it. Damn, Jay.
Who said that?
Hey, listen. A bitch who wouldn't have me. What I'm saying is... I'm just saying, cause this is my cousin. Oh, just what I'm saying, cause it's a lot of women who think like that, bro. Like, oh, gifts don't come with price tags. Okay, well, I'm gonna go get you them cheap ass flour from Food Lion for $12.99. I'm gonna get you some chocolate. We're going to fucking on Hardee's. We're going to Hardee's and we're going home watching Netflix.
Hardee's is
that
crazy.
Is that an ideal Valentine's Day for you, motherfuckers?
But I, like I said, I feel like social media society has put.
But I think I ain't going front. What Valentine's?
I'm thinking about the Hardee's, nigga.
What Valentine's used to be and what it is now is totally different.
It's different. It's different.
Fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about. What you mean?
Get your heart shaped biscuit.
Y'all play some weed.
Fuck you talking about, bro.
You could have left it at the roses and chocolate.
Oh my God, no. This nigga's funny talking about Hardee's.
Hardee's?
But I feel like oh, I said, shit. Social media has put so much pressure on all these holidays. Like Valentine's Day.
Grown women cook, and we love grown women. Because I buy the groceries, baby.
I feel like Valentine's Day shouldn't
all
be
day,
this.
All day, every day.
You know they make it this big. It has to be a big grand gesture. You got to get a motherfucking jet.
It don't even got to be a grand gesture. A nigga can just, you can just be expecting your gift from that nigga. Let me give you an idea of Valentine's Day from a a provider standpoint.
Okay.
Provider.
A provider. Keyword. Listen to that, bitches.
Provider.
Provider.
Okay. A nigga who paying 100, a 95 to 5. You feel me? So I come in your shit. I bring you whatever I got you for Valentine's Day. It should be motherfucking aesthetics. You and this bitch in lingerie cooking.
Sexy
now,
shit.
You don't
okay.
have to be the most richest bitch in the world. You and this bitch cooking. Lingerie down. It motherfucking rose petals leading into the bedroom. You can give me the same pussy anyway. But
and
it's just how you presented it.
Set up too. That
it's just how
too.
You presented it.
But that's what we're saying.
Babe, let me clip your toenails. Let me treat you today.
See,
let me give
Jay,
you a.
But
let
that's,
me,
but that's
so
what we're
Jay,
saying.
What you're talking about?
Price.
What you're talking about is in the minority.
What you mean in the
it's
minority?
Not in the majority.
Right, bro. But I'm not. I don't want no minority.
Women,
I don't want no majority. Bitch.
No, once again, we are in agreement.
Okay.
I don't want no majority, bitch. I wouldn't say bitch, but I want no majority woman. I want somebody who's in the minority, who's gonna cook, who's gonna wear the lingerie when she cook, who's gonna do her part, who I can take care of the bills in the house, and she is gonna be appreciative of the things that I do. So at the end of the day, that woman is going to be treated in a different aspect as which other women.
Thank
are
you,
going to
thank
be
you.
Treated.
You talking now?
You know what I'm saying? I've been
because that gonna be
it,
my
you know,
that gonna be my that gonna be the one that I kind of take serious. You feel what I'm saying? Because not necessarily saying you putting the same energy that I'm put. I mean the money that I'm putting in you, but at least you giving me some type of energy. Oh, you will spend, because you know how many times a nigga be done spend his last knowing, okay, shit, I got a check coming. You know how many times a nigga be done spend his last on a woman not telling you shit?
And then, to Georgia Miller's point, there are women out there who do all year too. They do all of that shit that you asking for. And they do put out like all of that shit. And they've just run across niggas
that don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
That don't do that.
To my not hardest.
That's true.
Hardest.
Because if I'm walking through the motherfucking house in goddamn lingerie, it shouldn't be no nothing other than
right.
you.
First off, I'm going to spend some mouthwash in my mouth.
Let me say this.
In my mouth. And
you
I'm cooking to spin in that ass.
Yo, listen, if you're cooking in lingerie, you ain't cooking too fucking long before we fucking. I ain't going
to
lie.
I'm finna
I'm
go.
Saying, like, I feel like, but that type of like, I come over. I'm already in lingerie before you get here. I want you to walk in and see me on that shit. Oh, well, let me fix your plate. Go
But see, that's what I'm saying in regards to like.
You, I run across,
in regards
you know
to like, nah, not necessarily like a nigga like require a gift, but some type of form of appreciation.
But that's what we were.
Just you like your love language is cooking. It might just not be touching.
My love language is just nurturing. Period.
Exactly. But I'm saying though, your love language is if a nigga know you cook.
Yeah.
I come in your house with flowers, whatever. I done got you whatever you want for Valentine's. I ain't even asked you for shit. But you just doing something for me just because off the strength of you appreciate me and you want to see me happy. Yeah. But that's different. I
and
don't require
like,
shit.
And I just feel like with me being a cook, I feel like no nigga should be buying no food when they talk to me. I cook.
But that's
like
what
I'm, you know what I'm
saying? It goes back to the gift. It doesn't have a price tag, but it could still
be
a
gesture could still be big without a big price tag.
That's
so
what
that's
I'm saying.
True.
Yeah. Like it doesn't have to be, I have to buy you a $500. Whatever, I can show you with my service, you know, actions.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
not the price. And listen,
now I'm going to tell you where we make a mistake in love languages.
Talk to me.
The sometimes, main problem is people don't know your love language. That's, but go ahead.
Or you even if, or a lot even of people if, don't know their love language if, either. Even if they know your love language, people don't love you in your love language. They love you in their love language. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your shit is acts of service and you do acts of service, but my shit is physical touch, that shit ain't gonna match up.
Okay. Or my shit is acts of service and yours is fucking, you know, this what is it, gift say, giving or some shit. Like, it. Yeah, that's not accommodating.
Bro, this motherfucker say, you know, Valentine's Day ain't been the same since I left that bitch. He been eating Golden Corral. He been eating Golden Dragon and watching Pornhub ever since.
Who said that?
Who else?
Who else? Oh my God, bro! This girl is hilarious.
It's between her and Carmen.
But
this,
no, bro, like that kind of like that kind of like how I feel like as a nigga. Like,
you already took your shot.
Yeah,
I took mine. No, I ain't took mine.
Jay.
All right, y'all too.
I gotta go to the party now.
Like 120 seconds.
You see, that's why I got my Lakers. All
right, but see, that's how I feel about that shit, bro. Like, you ain't got to really like spend a lot of money on me, bro. Just let me know I'm appreciated, bro. It's shit that's free.
What are you doing?
Slapping that ass.
Slapping my leg. That shit was so nasty.
It tastes like water. It's getting worse.
It's shit that free that make a nigga feel like you could spend $10,000 on that nigga.
The main thing is bitches don't know how to make a man feel good. No,
but listen, it's bitches
out here.
It's
always about them. But listen, it's never about the man.
Bitches out here who feel like a fucking slave in order to make a man feel good. Like, no, or I ain't doing
why do you feel like you're a slave?
I ain't doing all that for a nigga. A nigga supposed to do this. A nigga supposed to do that.
No.
I ain't doing. Then the bitches get left. For me personally.
I just feel like.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody I'm talking to, I don't care if it's just a talking stage, whatever stage. I always show how I am just because that's just who I am. I don't know how to hide that person from somebody because that's just me.
And that's like, me. But when I don't get the same shit back,
then I'll try to pull back. You know, yeah, I gotta move on. But
this girl said, "You got to know the person. I love physical touch after a long day. I want to be dick down. Don't bring me no lazy dick. I'm overly stimulated. We 30. You gonna get lazy dick?
You this bitch gonna dick sometimes you gonna have to do your
this
part.
This bitch gonna get hard. You better get the bouncing on this motherfucker." You know what I'm saying? You better get what you get out of it.
And sometimes you're going to get lazy coochie. I had a long day.
No, we don't want that shit.
I don't know how to give out lazy coochie,
but I'm saying a quickie, something. I'm going to turn to the side. Let's do it, whatever.
No.
I don't know how to do that either. I guess when I get into it.
You got enough ass to where a nigga turn you to the side,
and
hit
you
with
it. You really got to do too much because that shit going to be.
But that's what I'm saying.
But this motherfuckers who out here shaped like this thing.
Look at me, I'm like.
But that's what I'm saying. To me, that's lazy coochie. Just turn
it to the
side.
Hey, man, meet us at Oasis, man. Yeah. We finna go get drunk. You feel me?
Yeah, who finna go get
drunk? I need lounge shots.
I want some wings. They got wings.
They got wings.
Yes. It ain't on the menu. Unless it's on the menu now.
All right, man. Listen, man. Peace. We out. And listen, we'll be back next week. I don't know if we're going to bring my first guest or we're going to do my mama Wednesday, but we're going to let y'all know. And peace. We out. Peace.